From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Welcome. Welcome all. Extra, read all about it. Here is It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. You're tuned in to the best, the premier talk show on the radio. I'm your host, Caden Coleman, and with me, not as always, but majority of the time,
always.
It's always a good show with my producer, Caleb. How about that? Is that good?
That's fair, yeah.
It's been a very, very fun week. And let me tell you this as well. It's been a stressful holiday season. And funny enough, last week's episode, you know, during finals week,
was insane. Absolutely insane.
But we've gotten tons of good reception about that episode. So I think you might tap into that more.
Maybe.
We'll see. It was a pain to, you know, publish, but it was a fun time, a jolly good time. Would you agree, Caleb?
I would say it's a jolly old time, but too bad this isn't a Christmas episode.
It's not.
It should be.
Well, here's the funny thing. Thank you for mentioning that. Next week, we have a very special episode taking place on Christmas Eve, you guys.
Ooh.
Christmas Eve. Ooh. So that episode will be full of, you know, just Christmas content, Christmas games, and just Christmas
Krampus
fun.
Krampus will come to visit.
Maybe not, but do you know who might come to visit? Echo.
No, he's on home for the holidays.
Home?
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point of his movie that his home was destroyed?
Yeah. But he got, you know, we'll see. We'll see if he comes on. I don't know. I haven't even asked him yet, so we'll see.
It's sad that our only reoccurring character is a robot that can't even speak English.
No, we have other recurring guests.
Who?
Maria Turkey was on the Thanksgiving
movie. Well, yeah. She's a real person.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have recurring bits. We're getting there. We're getting to a point where it's like we have those bits.
I just want to say real quick, okay?
I know you're going to say already.
Nobody here can see Caden right now. But this guy.
Okay.
This guy. Got, no.
They get a good transition, at least, okay?
Let me just say, this man hosts the show, Caden Coleman. Let's just say that he's a very busy man, right? And he's got to keep up to task with a lot of dates and times, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought an Apple Watch, and he has not stopped flexing it for days now. We were in a staff meeting the other day, and somebody goes, "Has anyone noticed Caden got an Apple Watch?"
Ironically.
Because the entire time he's over here, like, dramatically putting his hand in the air, looking at his wrist.
I'm fidgeting with it.
Look at the time. Oh, my. And then he'd be like, "Oh, I got a text from somebody. Let me check my Apple Watch."
That's not what I said.
And then as the week has gone on, he has multiple times just held up his arm real high for everyone to see, and then he'll like just throw it on the table, like, you know, throw it on the table. And be like, oh, my hand's so heavy because this new Apple Watch Series 7 I have on my wrist.
No, okay. So I'm a fidgeter, okay, and it's given me a tool to fidget with. Like, my fun watch face that I have is very fun to play with, and it's just fun just like rolling it around in your hand. And I don't know. They like to make fun of me down here, and I am fidgeting with it as we speak. You can't see me, but Caleb gets so annoyed with me. Not only that I have the watch, but the fact that I even use the watch.
No, I'm not annoyed at that. Just a little backstory on our relationship, okay? We were roommates freshman year, and I bought some new headphones, and Caden absolutely ripped me to shreds for going and buying these used products. I didn't even buy a brand new one.
No.
He shredded me to pieces. Like, oh, you should never do that. It's too expensive. You're in college. You have stuff to pay off, you know. And then all of a sudden, he's showing up with the newest Apple headphones and watch, and he has two phones now. He's flexing on everybody.
I'm not flexing.
After he roasted me for buying
I'm not flexing. I'm stretching. I'm tired of
being flexed on. Okay?
I'm tired of the insults. I'm tired of it, Grandpa.
I'm not even insulting you. I'm just saying.
It's it's it helps me relax.
I'm happy for it. I'm happy that you have a new product you can play with and enjoy and have a good old grand time with. And it's useful. You can actually see the time. But I'm just...
In honor, I will set it aside for now.
I'm just pointing out the fact that you like to flex it, show it off a lot.
Not flex it. It's not... I'm not like, oh, look at me.
I mean, it's something to show off, though. It's an expensive product, but I don't know.
Maybe it's me trying to justify it for myself.
Maybe I'm just jealous. I don't know. Maybe it's just jealousy.
Well, anyways.
The green giant. Envy.
Oh, so the green giant. speaking of giants, okay.
It's the most used sound effect by far.
I know. Overused. Quote unquote. Speaking of giants and people in the music industry and famous people, Elon Musk was named Person of the Year by Time. Caleb Broeker. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. It depends on what they base their criteria off of.
Well, I mean, last year, and here's the thing, I don't get how they even decide because. Last year's Person of the Year, was he even a person? I believe. I think it was a group of people.
Yeah.
Which I'm not shaming that reasoning. I just don't understand.
At that point, it's not Person of the Year. It's Group of the Year.
Well, let's review who, you know. Okay, so Elon Musk, again, was this year's 10 Person of the Year. Last year's, I was wrong. It was Kamala Harris. And Joe Biden.
Joe's two people.
Joe Biden,
the
wake
president.
Up.
The president. Okay, that's kind of cheating a little bit.
And then 2019 is Greta Thunberg. And 2018 is the Guardians, not the Galaxy.
The Guardians of what?
I don't know. I'm not. Journalists face prosecution for their reporting. Good job. I agree with that.
But that's not a Person of the Year, though.
The Silence Breakers, 2017. Donald Trump 2016, Angela Merkel 2015.
I truly believe that the president is kind of cheating a little bit.
It's like an obvious pick.
They shouldn't be able to win. I mean, come on, you're the
president.
Then,
and then
2014,
it was Ebola fighters. So I'm like, where's the COVID frontline workers?
Yeah. Or the people that made the vaccine in like 2 months. Like they.
That's on period. That's on period. Who knows? I just thought it was interesting. And I didn't think, well, here's the thing. And then the reason I say that is because I found another article, okay, that came out. So do you know that back in the day, during his master's degree, Elon Musk, when getting one, he was a teacher's assistant, okay? So he taught and graded papers. Well, one of his graded papers from back in 1995 just auctioned off for $7,753.
The paper?
He graded.
Paper?
Yeah, he graded.
That's insane.
He graded it at the University of Pennsylvania, and it was from student Brian Thomas, and he was graded by, again, Elon Musk.
Did Brian Thomas get any of that money?
I think he's the one that sold that.
Oh, yeah. That's fair, then.
Here's the thing. He's a teacher assistant for a professor, Miles Bass, at University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. But, oh my gosh, there was only one comment in the paper, and it was the word graphic in response to profanity in the paper.
That's the only actual marketing on it?
The only thing. And it sold...
I think it's kind of ironic coming from Elon Musk, too.
Yeah, and it sold to an unnamed buyer for over $7,000.
I mean, I can't even afford a brand new Apple Watch. I can't afford $7,000 paper.
You're going to tie back to my Apple Watch? Makes no sense.
Yeah, look, Christmas is coming. People are getting gifts. I'm expecting people want to flex off the new things they have. And you know what? Good on them.
Well, I think you're missing the point of what I just said.
I know what you just said.
And speaking of somebody else, I missed the point.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
Hold up.
This is just a funny title. I don't even know the story. The title of this article by AP is Missing the Point. Man in Germany drives the driving test. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Yes or no?
He drives the driving test?
Drives to driving test.
Isn't that the whole point?
No, he drives to the test.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Caleb. missing the point. Man in Germany drives to driving test.
How else are you going to get there?
He's driving. It's illegal for him to drive to driving test.
How else are you supposed to get to your... I drove to my driving test.
No, you did not.
How is he supposed to get there?
You have a license?
I didn't. I was going to get mine.
Exactly. So why are you driving it yourself?
Because I had to get to the driver's, the DMV.
So you drove yourself to driver's test? That's illegal.
No, I didn't. I did not.
You get the point? He drove himself to the driver's test.
I get it, yeah.
Well, here's what it says. A man in Germany has discovered the hard way that it's best to get a driving license first before trying to use it. Police in Birmingham near Cologne said Tuesday that the 37-year-old drove himself to a driving test. First off, 37.
37, yeah. I feel like that's old enough to know how to drive. I mean, come on.
The funny thing, they told, officers were called, and he said he only driven because he wanted to make sure to get to the driving test on time.
But I'd say that makes sense.
I have so many questions. Number one, play give me some music. Number one, where? That's not a good. Not that music. Give me a dramatic. Number one, Burger King foot lettuce. Just kidding.
You already used that joke before. Come on.
Number one, where is his friends and family?
Not driving him to the DMV. That's for sure.
Yep. Number two, 37 years old. How have you gotten around in the first place? Bike? Dog?
He rode his dog around town.
There's some big dogs.
A horse?
Perhaps. And also, what is the driving age for Germany? Caleb, do the
research. I'll look it up.
Producer is on it. Somebody's singing and type this, and this epic music is playing 18. In the background. So he's like how many years late?
Like 20?
19 years late.
Almost double the age when he's supposed to.
But again, the on time part, so you're telling me... I don't know. Okay, stop the music. That's it. I don't know. Then again, I thought that was a funny headline in a very... interesting tie-in of what we're talking about.
I don't know if you necessarily missed the point though. I mean, that's like it's almost like if you're studying for the ACT before you take it, like you're just taking practice ACT.
But he had one job. Okay,
I'm pretty sure he had more than one job. He's 37 at this point.
Well, do you speaking of someone who had one job?
Yeah.
Delaware replaces highway sign that misspelled its own state's name. There's a sign in Delaware for the highway that misspelled Delaware.
I would say that's pretty valid, honestly.
What?
I mean, like, think of how many signs they have to type and print and make out all the time.
A big highway sign.
Yeah.
They don't print out the highway sign. They print it out.
They okay. Like, how do they make them then? Tell me.
I don't know.
Let's look it
up. I thought they painted those highway signs.
The perfect text and spacing and...
I mean, I've seen some good, you know, typographers that are out here painting cursive letters and block text.
Background sheeting letters and symbols for the sign are cut from retroflective sheeting. The sheeting is made of tiny glass beads. That doesn't answer my question.
So they cut it out.
I'm pretty sure it's like printed.
So still you print it.
And okay, here we go. So you cut the blank. You cut like the blank sign, like this, the thing. And then you degrease the blank. And then you cut the retroflective sheets. And you apply the sheet to the sign blank. And then you heat the sign. And then it kind of like.
Okay, so during all that, you're telling me no one noticed that Delaware was spelled Delaware.
It's easy. It's an easy typo. How many times have you mistyped someone's name and had no idea? I do it all the time.
That's way different.
How?
You're living... Imagine... It's kind of like this.
I've misspelled imagine Oklahoma you, before. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, probably like a text or something.
Yeah.
But imagine misspelling my name on a print article that you reviewed 20 times.
It's very possible.
I don't know.
I'm cutting them some slack, okay? I think that they...
I guess. But the thing is, they only noticed it after social media pointed out that they misspelled it.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah.
Social media had to find out, not, like, them.
Yeah. So numerous posts appeared on social media this week during the Delaware Avenue exit sign on northbound Interstate 95 in Wilmington was installed, and traffickers quickly noticed it spelled Delaware Avenue.
So it forgot the A?
Well, here's a good point here. The Delaware Department of Transportation said subcontractor ML Ruberson Construction Company, a lot of words, had to make the sign in a hurry because the permanent replacement was not expected to arrive in time.
There we go. It was hurried. So they should be cut some slack, like I said.
Oh, here's a good thing. The Department of Transportation joked on a Facebook post that they had the typo to see if drivers were paying attention.
I don't believe that at all.
But it was more of a joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way they intentionally mistype something. It's not how that works.
Dude, honestly, I think they should have kept it.
It had some character.
For sure. It had a lot of character.
But it takes away a character of the word.
Good. Good.
Ah, thank you.
Good, good, good. But anyways, we have a great show for you today, okay? A great, great show beyond this. Okay, it's already been great. It's going to get even better, as well as the rest of this year. We have a great lined up.
The very short rest of the year that we have. Only 2 weeks. I know.
Literally, Christmas is next week.
And then there's one more show, and then you're done with the whole year.
You're not done with us, though.
Absolutely not.
Because it's kind of late in 2022. My goodness. They're not even ready, Caleb. They're not even ready. But anyways, today we're going to kind of, how do I explain this? Endeavor and one of my new favorite hobbies and pastimes. You're hearing that right. I've been enjoying Shark Tank since finals week's been over, as well as Bar Rescue and other reality shows. But we thought we would have a little thing called Hillcat Tank. And me and Caleb are going to pitch products to each other that we made for each other.
Kinda.
What is
that? I received some inspiration from other sources, but.
Okay. Interesting. But it's going to be a funny.
I'm a production guy. I'm not a creative guy. Okay.
It's going to be a fun time. So stay tuned for that. And then next week, again, we're going to have our Christmas Eve special that you do not want to miss at all.
You also want to stick around for the rest of this hour, too.
Exactly. And then the week after that, we'll have our New Year's special. We will be breaking down the best of It's Kind of Late as well as the best of the year. Other than that, we have a quick break coming up. And after that, Hillcat Tank. Don't want to miss it. See you guys then. Welcome back to It's Kind of Late.
Got everyone dancing at home.
I know. Well, the funny thing is, like, our bumpers still say, welcome back to It's Kind of Late. I should repeat it for no reason because I'm not a good host.
Well, it helps the podcast listeners.
Well, if you're just not tuning in, my name is Caden Coleman. I'm your host for It's Kind of Late. And join with me is Caleb Broker. And we are going to play a very special game called Hillcat Tank. Okay. It is drawn from my love and recent re-endeavor of Shark Tank. After finals week, I was like, I need to just lay down and watch some good TV. And Shark Tank is some good TV. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that it got canceled. So
it did not.
Yeah.
It did not. Liar. Is it never?
It is not canceled.
Okay. Yeah, it could never.
I don't know how it's still. It's
no, I literally have a fan base like Mark Cuban, Kevin O'Leary, Barbara Corcoran.
I just like Mark Cuban because he's the owner of an NBA team.
Yeah. Pretty. And, I mean, literally a billionaire.
But this show's been around since August of 2009. That means it's seen a whole decade and it's still going strong.
Mm-hmm. And then Lori, you know, Lori too. They're all, you know, Damien, they're all like kings of their own world. There's some people in there. And even this, like Ashton Kutcher was even a guest shark one time. Crazy.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, what we're going to do here is I've made a list of products and Kayla's made a list of products as well. And basically, while we're walking up to pitch the product, Kayla's going to be like, next up is Caden Coleman pitching the blank product, which features these three features. Okay. And again, I have no idea
I did not know.
I have no idea, you know, what that is until that moment. So I have to wing the pitch based off of.
Oh, so we made these for each other.
Yeah.
I had no idea this was.
Yeah,
so
it's part of the fun.
Oh, I didn't. I will be honest. I misunderstood the assignment and I was not prepared for this.
Well, it's part of the fun.
Okay.
So it's like on the spur thinking. Okay.
I mean, I wrote a little blurb on each thing, so I have to take them off that we don't know.
You can do blurb. No, you do blurb.
No. It gives it away, I think.
Okay, how about this?
I don't know what's going on
How about this? How about this? Okay. You play the music. I tell you first. So you're pitching. I'm the shark. Oh, the Hillcat.
So am I, but I'm pitching your idea.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. I want you to go first because I don't know what I'm doing here.
So you're going to pitch me an idea?
No, I'm saying I give you my thing. And
okay, awesome. Go ahead. Okay, we'll do that. Then you say it as you go. You say it.
Oh, so I've... Okay, I...
You
okay,
played
Let me figure this out. I introduce the product and you pitch it.
Exactly. Like during the music, okay. It's like me walking up.
Do we have a timer for how long we're supposed to be pitching for? Or is it just...
We'll just go until it feels natural.
Your pitch is complete.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just... All I do is say the name. The name gives away for all of these, though.
This is Caden Coleman. Let's think... I have to run with it.
Okay.
Just all right. We'll see how it goes. Let's go. Okay.
The first one is introducing Caden Coleman. He is pitching the idea of a walking sleeping bag. The features include leg and arm holes, a zipper, and drawstring face hole to keep warm.
Welcome, sharks. My name is Caden Coleman, and I'm the creator and CEO of Walk Bag, your favorite walking sleeping bag. Mm. Give me some inspirational music. Now, sharks, you must be thinking, man, I haven't been camping in so long.
I've never been camping, ever.
Okay. Well, good for you. Part of the reason why is those, you know, those stiff, not comfy sleeping bags that you feel trapped in like a cocoon. Well, good for you. We bring you the Walk Bag. With holes for your legs and your arms, you can walk around while being in the cocoon at the same time.
Let's go.
Nice, comfy, warm, and soft. These things will last a long time as well as give you a good sleep while you're on the road. So, sharks, who wants to come with me in my Walk Bag?
No.
Thank you.
Was that it?
No.
What do we do now?
You ask me questions.
What do we do now?
You're like, interesting.
Okay. Oh, yeah, interesting. So what is your target audience for this product?
People that walk. I mean, it's always nice. You know, people that camp, you know. People that want that want that good night's sleep. You know, while on the go.
So lazy people. Okay.
No.
What is this product made out of?
It's made of a deep, rich, comfy cotton that has memory foam. Okay. And it is insanely durable because it's also made of titanium at the same time.
Titanium and cotton.
It's coated with titanium, but the inside is memory foam.
So it's not flexible at all. So you can't walk with it. It's made of titanium.
I guess not. Like you're going to look like a croc.
So you're just waddling around.
No, because remember you have the holes. I will say your body must stay a little bit still, but the memory foam can insulate your body.
So you're a turtle.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Mark Cuban.
Thank you. Yes, for using my proper name. I don't, so I don't, so what happens whenever it's time to sleep and it's cold because your arm and legs are in the cold?
Exactly. And it has a built-in AC unit into it.
How much does this product cost?
So to make or to for sale?
For sale. What does the profit looking like?
So it costs...
If it's made of titanium with an air conditioning unit and memory foam...
So it costs $1,000 to make the product. Oh, do it. Ooh. Not a boo, an ooh. No, not, that's an impressive ooh. Yeah, that. And then it costs $2,000 wholesale. That's not good either.
So... So you're telling me that people are willing to spend $2,000 on this product?
Well, so far in sales, you know, we reached $4,000 in sales.
So you sold two of them.
Ooh. Yes. Bruh. But I will say we have, you know, celebrity licenses coming out. Like Justin Bieber is looking forward to buying one.
Well, I don't like Justin Bieber, so that's not a good...
I'm out.
I'm out. I don't endorse Justin Bieber, so I don't like the products he endorses, so sorry.
Dum, 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 dum. So basically, that's how the game works.
Okay. So what? That's it? We just move on to
I will
round
say
now?
My products are going to be a lot better than yours.
Thanks. Wow. Thanks.
I'm going to give you a lot more stuff to work with. I'm going to ask a little more questions. Okay.
You just had to flex so hard. You're like, yeah, I just did so much better than you.
It's okay. I wasn't clear. I don't think.
No, you weren't. Not at all.
So I'll put
it
on myself.
I was so confused.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. So
I thought I was pitching these to you and I thought they're actual products and I don't know.
No. Okay. Here we go. Let's go again. This is for you pitching.
Next up in the tank is Kayla Broker. Pitching the DD Doogie, a phone case with wings, and when needed, walks like a robot. It also has a mini vacuum attached to it for any time you need it. So in the Shark Tank is Kayla Broker with the DD Doogie phone case.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I am the founder of DD Doogie.
Okay.
Yep. I'm pitching this. You're asking me ideas.
You're pitching the product because think about it. That was the voiceover. I don't know what the product is.
So this is a legendary phone case, right? Have you ever lost your phone, but you don't know where it is? Well, with the Diddy Doogie, you just hit a button and it can literally fly back to you.
What button?
There's a button on it, on the case.
But if it's missing...
There's also an app on your phone that you hit as well. It kind of retrieves it like a little like Thor's hammer, you know?
Okay.
That's the main well, thing about this phone case.
If you're missing the phone,
yeah.
How could you open the app?
Like on a separate device. Like how did, like you know find my iPhone. Like it's similar to that. You can open it up on a computer or an iPad.
It just flies
Android.
To
Android. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the phone case made out of?
Oh, it's made out of diamond. So it's and in case you weren't aware, diamond is the hardest component of Earth, so you know you can't break it. So,
I mean, yeah, but it must cost a lot to make. How much are we looking?
Oh, like $5
to make the product.
Yes. Okay. Indeed.
Must be the thinnest layer of diamond I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like paper.
Minuscule.
It's like yeah.
Okay.
But the outside of it is made of the same material that Nokia phones are made out of, so it's indestructible.
So the outside, so the inside is diamond.
Yeah, it has a layer of diamond just so you can be like, hey, friends, I got a diamond phone case.
Ethan's like minuscule diamond.
Yeah. But there's diamond. But
it's a Nokia phone case.
Yeah. But with wings.
And a
vacuum sucker.
It's
vacuum
applicable
cleaner,
in all phone models.
Absolutely.
Okay, and here's one thing. What about liability. Let's say that it flies back and hits someone in the head and kills them.
Oh, it actually has a motion sensor on it as well.
Okay. This is all part of the $5 price
tag.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you make it for $5. How much
no,
does it cost?
We make it for $10. It costs $5.
Oh, so we're losing money.
Wait, no.
Okay.
Sorry. It costs $5. We charge $10.
Yeah. That's not good margins. So
that's
how much
$5.
It's
double.
How much are we thinking? How much percentage are you wanting me to get?
Percentage of
equity.
What?
Equity.
Like, 5%
of the business for how much money?
Yeah, for $10.
So I'm paying $10 to get 5% of the business.
Yeah.
Is there a prototype device I can see today?
No.
Okay.
We haven't actually made it yet. So
you have $0 in sales?
Yeah.
Do you have a patent on the product?
Yeah, of course.
So you have a patent pending. Patent pending. So it's not even fully pending.
Yeah, the name was, you know, kind of wonky, so I had to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before I say I'm out, what is this mini vacuum part and how does that work?
So I know that sometimes you're just, you know, like walking your dog down the street and you're like, man, that is a lot of leaves on the ground. You just vacuum it up. Or like if you lose something under your couch, you can vacuum it and then like you can find that thing, you know, while also cleaning.
How big is the vacuum?
Oh, it's huge. It's like a regular size vacuum.
On the back of the phone case.
Yeah.
And it's made out of diamond. Sells for $5. It costs $5 something. You sell for 10.
Yeah, I don't.
And you have $0
in sales.
Please
do not mix up my messages, please. Thank you.
I'm Mark Cuban. I'll do whatever I want.
Well, I am the founder of this company, so.
Well.
You know, I don't even want your endorsement.
I'm out.
No, I don't even. No, here's the thing. Audience, just so you are aware, I have declined any investment. They did not decline it. I declined it. I don't want them. I can fund this myself.
Just, you see Sam's walking out. So I didn't get a deal.
No. He didn't want it. He declined it.
Was that good? You get what I'm going for?
Yeah, I guess so.
So the doody doogie.
Mine are all like realistic. I guess.
I don't know.
Mine are, yeah, they're like kind of practical almost.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mine wasn't practical?
It was. It's just not realistic.
I mean, the way you said it was made out of diamond, you kind of made it impractical. I mean, I set the bar pretty high, but then you said diamond and a full size.
Very, very thin layer of diamond, though.
It's
like
for
wax,
$5.
Like wax paper thin.
That's even thinner than that. You know how much diamond costs?
It's like a film.
Not even a film. Like, I'm thinking it needs to be like molecular. Small.
There's actually just one singular dot of a diamond on the back of it.
One atom.
Yeah.
I think that one then itself costs more than $5. That's the sad part.
Well, I failed my pitch, so okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I'm ready for the next one. You want me to go?
Up next, Caden is introducing the phone hanger. Features include adjustable length, customizable cord, and different hooks.
Hey sharks, it's me, Caden here, the CEO of Phone Hook. Now, you're probably thinking, give me some music real quick. You're probably thinking, man, I want to hook my phone to the ceiling. For what reason? I have no idea.
There's a reason.
Have you ever had this thought? Maybe. Well, with the phone hook, this phone case has adjustable hooks so you can clip your phone to any surface. It is highly stickable to any surface, as well as the hooks are extremely bendable but not breakable. We have a patent currently pending. Thank you.
That's actually a great idea, I think. Because, like, here's the thing. Sometimes I'm trying to watch a TikTok on my phone and it just falls on my face.
Where?
And it's terrible.
So where would you ideally hook your phone, sir?
On the roof.
Of your house?
Yes. That would be hanging in front of my face so I don't have to look anywhere. So what is this? What is this product made out of?
Obsidian.
Obsidian. And I'm guessing you got that from Minecraft, correct?
Well, actually, the creators of Minecraft are my co-investors.
Oh, wow. Mojang is your...
Mojang is in the business. And funny enough, we actually have hooks that look like a creeper, a skeleton.
I'm sold. I'm in.
Well, we're $2 million in debt.
If you have a creeper hook, I'm in.
And one last cool thing. I mean, it does cost currently around $500 to make.
What?
Wait, $500 to make this phone hook?
At the moment. Now,
why does it cost that much? Tell me.
The licenses, the creeper.
But you're co-creators with Mojang. So
I know,
but they
got sued and they don't own the sound effects anymore. Because
sound
when
effects.
When you clip the hook on, it goes like the creeper noise.
They don't own a hissing sound anymore.
So not only are we needing that in a speaker in every single hook, but also we're in so much debt that we get to resell the product for $1,500. So it costs $100 to make. But here's the thing. It's a lifelong guarantee, warranty.
Well, I would hope so. For $1,500, I better have a lifelong guarantee.
You just told me you ran a few minutes ago, sir.
I'm kind of backing my way out of this. I'm a little scared about this now.
No, okay, hold on. Now, here's the thing. Creeper isn't our only thing. We have Steve, and we're working on other properties.
So you're going more into debt then?
No, because here's the thing. I know a guy that knows a guy that works at Netflix as a custodian.
Is it legal?
No, yes.
Said no. You said no. It's, so basically, you're committing illegal fraud, copyright fraud.
No.
To get
your
licensing
producers
to these...
No, your producers wouldn't let me on here if that was the case.
Actually,
well, anyways,
I
didn't even mention how much I'm
sticking.
I'm sticking 1%.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sticking. No, I'm sorry. I'm sticking $5 million for 1% of my company.
So you want me to invest $5 million to get 1%? Of your $2 million in debt.
Of the business, the future.
How long do you...
Well, we need help.
How long do you project that you will be in debt for?
I think tomorrow. Everything changes.
So you think that as soon as you... This episode doesn't even air till next week. So how are you going to get it? This episode of Shark Tank doesn't air till next week. So how are you supposed to get out of $2 million in debt in one day?
Because once they see that, I have Mark Cuban... As an investor.
But this episode doesn't go out till next week.
Well, there'll be a press release.
Okay. So you want us to make a press release?
We
want to
make Mojang a little bit scared. And Mojang will back off.
But Mojang's your co-founder.
No, let me clarify. The people that helped create Minecraft.
This is a legal nightmare right here.
The people that created Minecraft, they were like... Again, like custodian workers that like helped out.
So not creators
of
Minecraft.
So they cleaned up. Like the office of the thing. And
so basically, you only know custodians at this point. You only know custodians of Mojang and for Netflix. And you think that that custodians are able to
one
get
of them,
licensing for these multi-million dollar companies to get phone hooks.
One of them said hi.
I'm out.
One of them said hi to Millie Bobby Brown once.
Okay, well, Millie Bobby Brown is also not anything close to the financial department and legal department of Netflix, so it doesn't matter.
Dum, 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 dum. Bum, 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 bum. Isn't that good?
That's insane. Hopefully people like
this,
we
get a
deal
yet.
These role-playing scenarios here.
Okay, this next one that you're going to get is good luck, buddy.
No.
You ready? Next up is Caleb Broker in the Tank with Mono Deck, a card game where all the cards are the number one, with different colors and different shapes. Only 1 year olds can play the game, and the game lasts 1 hour. Mono Deck.
Hello, investors. I know that everyone out here, their favorite number in the whole world is number one, right? Gold medal is number one. You want to be top on the charts? That's number one. So basically, this game will make you feel like you're number one. That's my pitch.
Okay. Yeah. So it says here only 1 year olds can play the game.
Yeah.
So even if I wanted to.
No. You cannot play. No.
Is there a reason why?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're not 1 year old.
But why?
Because you're not 1 year old.
Okay. How big is the 1 year old market?
Oh, all I want to say is I was a baby at one point. I was 1 year old. You were 1 year old at this point. So in reality, every person in the whole world has been 1 year old at one point. So the market's pretty huge. It's the entire population of the United States. I mean, the world. We're global. Sorry. Yeah. We accept everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you accept everyone while only 1 year olds?
Yes.
Sounds kind of ageist to me.
Well.
So, okay. I'll backtrack. How many sales? What's the number of sales you've gotten?
We've actually sold 15 units so far.
Okay.
15,000, sorry.
Okay. Hey, where is it, about online, retail?
Yeah, it was online. And we went around to local nurseries.
So those are two different things. What percentage has it been online?
Online was like 40%.
60% was nurseries.
60% was nurseries.
Okay. Now, how much do they cost to make?
They cost, this deck of cards costs like $3 to make.
Okay. Reasonable.
Just cards.
Now, how much do you sell a deck of cards
We actually
for?
Sell them for $10, so.
Okay, not terrible. We kind of like could lower the price on the deck of cards.
Sure, we'll lower
what,
it down
what
to $9.
What inspired the game? P.S., give me a deep backstory.
Well,
emotional music.
I don't have. See, the thing is, I've had a 1 year old before, and they didn't have any games to play.
Wow. Let me tear up.
Sorry. There's not a dry eye in the room, sir. And you know what? You crying and the whole crowd being in tears right now is proof that the mono deck can truly rule the world.
Wait. Wait.
Because the thing is here, Mr. Cuban. These cards brainwash the babies as they're 1 year old. And we can then control an entire generation of kids at the age of one.
Amen.
All right, we have finally got a sale.
Oh, play the music, play the music. Imagine actually hearing that pitch on actual Shark Tank.
Okay, so the thing is, I want to get a better product for you. So I'm trying to think of something here that I could have you pitch that isn't good. Because the one I have here is boring. I'll just tell you because it's not going to be in use. It's a card desk. You like put it on your string wheel and you can like...
That's boring.
Use your laptop and stuff. Exactly. That's why I'm not doing it. So, let me think here. Caden, you're good at just talking. Just talk about something real quick.
Okay. Well, while Caleb's thinking of a random product that's useless, I'm going to talk about the future of It's Kind of Late. So, first off, so stay tuned and to get more updates about the show. You need to go follow me on Instagram at Caden Coleman Official. As well as that, follow the place that we're home to at RSC Radio. Not only on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now TikTok. It has been a blast making these TikToks for RSC Radio. And you can see me and Caleb featured heavily on the TikTok.
I have my pitch.
Okay.
I have a product for you to pitch. Sorry. Introducing the Bing Bong. This product features a TikTok audio board, compensation equals viral videos, and this product automatically follows RC Radio on TikTok. This is Caden Coleman with this story.
Oh, God. Hey, sharks. It's me, Caden Coleman, CEO founder of Bing Bong.
No, oh, I like the name.
The TikTok audio board. Now, sharks, TikTok is the newest social media platform on the game. And it's huge.
I don't like it. It hacks my phone and reports me back to China.
But with this board, it actually has anti-security.
Anti-security.
Sorry. No.
So it gets rid of security.
Sorry. No. It adds security.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like a VPN.
Oh.
Okay? So this board allows you to not only, you know, view TikTok, but to download and to replay your favorite videos and sounds on the go.
I see, yes.
And the reason... Give me sad music. I am at Bing Bong. The reason I name it Bing Bong is I had a daughter that named Bing Bong that passed away.
Yeah, we don't care about her. So why? I heard in the pitch that you, it says that basically you get to pay money to become viral. Why do you think that's a good marketing scheme?
So also the board works as a remix board. So you can remix your favorite sounds and audios on TikTok into any popular song. So you pay a monthly subscription. So it's the product and the software. You pay...
Called Bing Bong.
You pay $1,000. Well, the DARS is called Bing Bong. Now, the service is Bing Bong Plus.
Oh, yeah. So you're copying Disney Plus now.
No, Bing Bong Plus.
Okay. Okay, yes.
No, okay, so Bing Bong, I can't do this. Bing Bong Plus is $10 a month, okay? Or $80 for a year. Now, Bing Bong, the device, is $1,000.
I like how you encourage your subscription instead of monthly. It's a good business model.
Thank you. So you can get a monthly package or yearly package for Bing Bong Plus.
Yeah.
Now, the Bing Bong, the device, is $1,000. Now, what cool thing I didn't mention about
$1,000 for a soundboard.
Well, also a washing board and a remix.
A washing board?
Oh, like a watch. You need to watch the stuff.
Watching?
Yeah.
I don't have a washing board. You can wash your laundry on that.
No.
Okay, watching.
Okay, so all
so
that.
So basically.
Hold on.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah.
So Bing Bong Plus also comes with a warranty on your TikTok and with your TikTok account and Bing Bong account.
Well, I will ask you more questions after this break, unfortunately.
Bing Bong.
And we're back on Shark Tank, or Hillcat Tank on RC Radio.
So, before the break, I was mentioning Bing Bong, okay, which is a TikTok soundboard.
But also a streaming service.
Also a streaming service. And also a remix board all in one. Okay, and Caleb brought this idea to me, and I'm pitching it to him, and he's Mark Cuban, and I'm the pitcher. And
the pitcher.
Not a baseball, but of this.
I was thinking like a pitcher of Kool-Aid.
Anyways, Bing Bong Plus is the streaming service, and Bing Bong is the product. Bing Bong costs $1,000
for the
sale.
Product. Yeah.
And then Bing Bong Plus is $10 a month or $80 for a year. Who's in?
So you also mentioned in your pitch that your little spill thing is that automatically follows RC Radio on TikTok.
Exactly.
Why?
Because you want that guarantee of good content, that guarantee no matter how crazy your FYP goes, in case you don't know, it's your for-you page, Mr. Cuban.
Yeah, I don't have to talk.
RSU Radio is on that thing, and it has the premier content.
So, are they able to unfollow this account?
Well, since it's a Bing Bong original, you can't unfollow RSU
Radio. So, they're stuck following RSU Radio.
Because it's a Bing Bong original.
I love that idea, actually.
Okay.
RSU Radio makes the best TikTok, so I like that idea.
Okay.
But how much does it cost to make this device?
So again, it retails for $1,000. It costs $20 to make.
So we're talking about profits of $1,980.
At least.
At least. Could be more.
If you invest, you can help us get our costs down on the product.
I see. So how many of these devices have you sold?
Thousands.
Thousands, plural. Multiple thousands.
Yes.
Okay. Why? Why are people interested in this product? What are they gaining?
Because RC Radio TikTok is just the best thing ever.
So you're saying that people should pay $1,000 to follow RC Radio on TikTok?
Well, when you get access to the board and Bing Bong Plus, I mean, the content is unmatched.
So I'm interested in the remix aspect of this board. Why?
I can give you a demo.
Can you? Okay, go ahead.
Oh no, the table is broken. Oh no, the table is broken. Oh no, the table is broken.
Okay. So basically you are just singing, oh no, the table is broken, in the form of Jingle Bells.
The sound will play.
Yeah. So it's not really a remix. Thank it's you. Like a redo. It's a remake.
No, it will play then.
I know, but a remix is like...
I forgot to mention, we are like $5 million in debt.
Oh. Why are you in so much debt if this product has such high profit values?
The name Bing Bong.
Oh.
It's
not patented.
People don't like the name Bing Bong. People have sued because it's offensive.
How is it offensive exactly?
You tell me. I don't get it.
Bing Bong. Does not sound offensive to me.
Okay. Are you in?
So here's my proposal to you. I will be in if you cut that debt in half in the next hour.
An hour?
An hour.
Well, do you know what can help? If they follow at RSU Radio on Instagram, it could be done. Deal.
All right. We're shaking hands right now.
Thank you.
That was an episode of Hillcat Shark Tank.
Okay. Well, one for you.
Oh, we're still going?
Yeah, we're still going.
Oh, I'm out of ideas.
No, I'm giving you one.
Okay, yeah. We're back on Hillcat Shark Tank.
A new season. Next up the tank is Caleb Broker with Bobby Los Angeles. Features products of lollipops shaped like different celebrities with seasonal flavors and licenses. This is Caleb Broker with Lolly Los Angeles.
Hello, sharks. Lolly Los Angeles is the future of candy in the world. This product revolutionizes the way that people view and consume lollipops because not only are they delicious and tasty, but they're also a nice collectible item as well. So we can start, you know, making them nice and pricey so we can very rare, you know, Barack Obama lollipop, for example. And then all of a sudden it's rare and it's expensive, just like a lot of these.
What is that flavor?
That flavor is freedom.
What does that taste like?
Delicious.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay, so why the name Lolly Los Angeles?
See, the thing is, I have no idea, to be honest. Because you see, it is, here's the deal. I got this name in a vision, okay? And I think that it was sent directly from a higher power above. And I can't explain it because I simply am not powerful enough to understand.
Okay. So, what was your first celebrity popsicle?
The first one that we ever sold was, of course, very obviously, Britney Spears, Free Britney. And we gave all that money back to her as soon as she got out of that that little conservatorship.
She made $0.
No, she made money.
But you made zero.
Yeah. But that was the one
thing. Now, is Britney now sponsored? Is Britney sponsored?
Yes.
Molly Los
yes.
Angeles?
Yes, of course.
So
she says, I'm free and these lollipops are delicious. So try them.
Okay. As well as
we were her very first.
What other celebrities do you have in the process?
I have a question for you, Mark.
Okay.
Who's your favorite celebrity out there in the world?
Danny DeVito.
Endorsed.
Danny DeVito.
Endorsed. He endorses us.
Danny DeVito Jr.
Working on it.
Patent pending.
Yeah. Who else? Okay, who else, Mr. Cuban?
Well, I have a question about the flavors.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so it says seasonal flavors.
Yes.
Okay. So give me your top seller celebrity and their flavor, and then your least popular.
So I'll start with the least popular because you know what? We don't like to focus on the we like to focus on the positives. So we'll start with the negatives. Of course. Makes total sense. So our least seller one was Logan Paul. And his was it was just dirt flavored. It was disgusting, to be honest with you.
So why'd you sell it?
Because he's dirt.
Good reasoning.
our most popular one was actually Adele. And it was flavored like the age 30. Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Cuban, you yourself are above the age of 30, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you were 30, you had a specific taste, right? That's what this lollipop tastes like. 30.
Okay. Now, my question for you. How much do they cost retail, and how much do they cost to make?
Well, that's actually the interesting part, sir.
Okay.
So production costs stay the same for all these products because they're made in the same factory, you know, produced the same way. So they cost about 30 cents to make. But
per pop.
Per pop, yes.
Per dollar, I guess you
could say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So per lollipop. And then the actual things themselves range, right? We have the base ones, which are just $5 each. You know, the most basic one. But then you have the absolute extreme rarity, right? These cost upwards of $1 million. Because they're one of one. So like
that's the Adele pop or?
No, the Adele pop is not. She's very popular. So she's like, yeah. You know.
Okay, so which one's the one of one? Give me some of one of one.
One of one is a, oh man, I forgot. Let me think here for a second. Danny DeVito has his own flavor.
Okay.
And it is called the Cuban. And it tastes like a Cuban cigar. It was named after you, Mr. Cuban.
Wow.
It was dedicated to you.
And that was by the witches of Danny DeVito?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Wow.
So you see, honor. You okay, see so, Mr. Cuban, this company is, it's right up your alley. It was designed basically for you.
So how much are you asking for?
So here's the thing, Mr. Cuban, sir. This company is going to be incredibly profitable over the years, right? I'm talking like, we talked earlier about, you know, that guy, loser Elon Musk. No. Where this company's going to be like double his.
Well, gonna be. What is it now?
It's going to be double his. Right now, we actually, like 2,000. But but that's because we've only sold 50 pops so far. But that's because we've only been selling them for the past 30 seconds.
Okay. Hold up. So your Adele one is your most popular.
Yes.
How many of the Adeles have you sold?
Like 100.
How many Danny DeVito's have you sold? One.
Right? No, we haven't sold a Danny DeVito yet.
So the 101 Danny DeVito you have not sold.
No, that's for you, Mr. Cuban. And I'm willing to give you a discount on this light pop. I will be willing.
No, I better get it for free.
I will be willing to cut the cost in half for you.
Well, how much?
If you invest in this company for 10%.
How much for 10%?
$1 million.
Oh. So you're estimating your business to be worth $10 million.
No, more than $10 million. $200 million.
Do you know how math works?
That's a prediction. That's a prediction of
10%. If you're asking for $1 million for 10% of your company, that's a $10 million valuation.
Sir, I am not a money guy. I have no idea what this means. So just follow
is there any debt?
No, absolutely not.
I guess I'm in.
Thank you.
And that's been it for Shark Tank. You tuned in to RSU Radio Network. See you next week.
I love that show, Keaton.
Me too. I hope it makes a return one day.
I liked all the products that were.
And maybe we have different people coming on pitching their products.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I agree.
Because I have some that I didn't even get to finish.
Yeah, I next time I'll actually know what's happening, so I'll be able.
But it's fine. It was fine.
I'll be able to actually prepare a little bit better and give you harder products to pitch.
But other than that, a quick recap of what we had coming up, you know, these next few weeks. Our Christmas special next week that you do not want to miss.
What's in the Christmas special?
Christmas conversations, okay? Christmas games. And it's a celebration of the holiday
season.
What
are you getting your gift? Your gift for your producer?
Let's do that. Let's bring gifts for each other. Okay, okay. There's that, A.
Sure, yeah.
And then... there's that. And then we have our... last show of 2021.
Rubbish.
Yes, it'll be true rubbish. Don't worry, we'll have true rubbish before the year ends.
Next week, actually.
Next week, yeah. For Christmas gifts.
True rubbish Christmas edition.
Christmas
edition.
Anyways, we have that as well as our last show of the year after that. And then on to a great 2022 that's kind of late. And we got trusted here. Follow at King Coleman Official and at RC Radio to get that exclusive news about anything. It's kind of late. And anything RC Radio.
We have a lot of end of the year stuff coming up in the next couple weeks.
You guys aren't ready
that
for it.
You don't want to miss. We're going to be talking about our favorite songs, our favorite breakout artists, all kinds of stuff. So,
well, better than that, that is all for this week for It's Kind of Late. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, we'll see you next Friday at 7 p.m. on It's Kind of Late. Bye, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kind of Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.